This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. At least 400 people have been killed and around 250 injured in a Pakistani airstrike at a hospital in Afghan capital Kabul last night. More from our correspondent.
Taliban government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said that a large section of the hospital has been destroyed in the Pakistani airstrike and the number of casualties may increase. He said, Pakistani military regime has once again violated Afghanistan's airspace and targeted a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, resulting in the death and injury of addicts who were undergoing treatment. The attack came hours after Afghan officials said the two sides exchanged fire along their common border. UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights for Afghanistan, Richard Bennett, has expressed concern over civilian casualties in the attack on the hospital. The International Human Rights Foundation has also condemned the attack, saying that public places such as hospitals should not be targeted. The situation in Kabul has been tense, as residents report continued aircraft activity over the city. The Pakistani military has struck Kabul several times in recent weeks, causing heavy civilian casualties. Ashish P. Abraham, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met his counterparts from European Union EU in Brussels. They discussed Iran and Ukraine conflicts as well as ways to deepen India's relations with Europe. Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to the Belgian capital at the invitation of EU Foreign and Security Policy Chief Kaya Kallas to attend a meeting of the Foreign Affairs Council of the Bloc. The External Affairs Minister held separate meetings with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and his counterparts from Germany, Greece and Belgium. Ms. Kallas said EU Foreign Affairs Council discussed how to better protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, including possible contributions by the EU's naval mission APSEADS and a European security strategy. After his talks with German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul, Dr. Jaishankar said they exchanged notes on the conflict in West Asia and also took stock of the progress of our bilateral relations. Indian embassy in Iran has strictly advised Indian nationals currently in Iran to not approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onward travel without prior and explicit coordination with the Indian embassy in Tehran. In the advisory, the embassy said that the Indian nationals who attempt to leave Iran via land borders without the knowledge and guidance of the embassy are highly likely to encounter serious logistical and immigration difficulties. It strongly discouraged uncoordinated movement toward land borders. The embassy noted that it will not be in a position to provide assistance once individuals move outside Iranian territory without prior coordination. It further said that they are in regular contact with members of the Indian community and coordinated arrangements are being undertaken wherever necessary. Maharashtra Assembly passed the Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 by voice vote yesterday. The bill has stringent provisions to prohibit religious conversions carried out through coercion, fraud, inducement or marriage. As per the bill, those involved in unlawful conversions on the pretext of marriage will be punished with imprisonment of 7 years and shall also be liable for a fine of 1 lakh rupees. Violations in respect of a minor, a person of unsound mind, a woman or a person belonging to the scheduled caste and scheduled tribe will be punished with imprisonment of 7 years and a fine of 5 lakh rupees. Mass conversions will have a jail term of 7 years and a fine of 5 lakh rupees. Repeat offenders can get a jail sentence of 10 years and a fine of 5 lakh rupees as per the bill. In badminton, senior player Kidambi Srikanth and youngsters Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma will lead India's challenge at the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning at Palais des Sports in France today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.